Well, howdy, howdy, hi, and a big old shout out to all our listeners. It's time for Route 78 West with Loki and
Uncle Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. How you doing?
Pretty good. Kind of ragged today, a little bit of a run around, trying to get ready for this show, and kind of thinking about, we're reading this review of our show here. It says something about the Route 78 West explores the pathos of the American condition and actually tries to validate and explain the American experience through the eyes of truckers and surfers and westerners.
And it also serves to validate Uncle Jeff's voluminous, almost pathological record collection. It's massive, so that also gives us a reason to play all your fun stuff.
Well, we like talking in allegory here, especially with the songs we play, and usually there's meaning, and everything that we do is customly scripted, and it's kind of figured out ahead of time in a real careful way.
Sure. So, I'll buy that when I see it. What are we going to start out with?
We're going to start off with something. I just got this in the mail, and this is my friend Richard in London sends me a few of these things, and this is Uncle Tupelo coming from 1992, Munich, Germany. How this came out, I don't know. And the song is actually a great one here. It's Robin Hitchcock, a song that he used to do. These guys covered it for a while. Nice acoustic version of a song called I Want to Destroy You.
Now, would that be Robin Hitchcock with the Egyptians, or is that post-Egyptians?
Oh, that was post-Egyptians.
Let's
give it a
listen. Right here on, naturally. Right here on Route 78 West, Uncle Tupelo does Robin Hitchcock.
Hello? I don't know, are these lights going to stay up? There. We're Uncle Tupelo. Thank you, Nicole.
Well, said she was an angel with a halo, harp, and wing. They said she just hates Cadillacs and she can't stand diamond rings. I said, well, brother, just lead me on. That sounds like the gal for me. I'm the kind of guy that likes them sweet and shy, and the strongest thing they drink is tea. I got fooled, oh, I got fooled. She thought the way to get a fur coat was to drop a hint, to go into a nightclub didn't cost a cent. She thought I was a partner in the U.S. Mint. Oh, I got fooled. Suggested we go riding, or maybe see a drive-in show. When she nearly had a heart attack, well, I knew that she meant no. She said, if we can't go dining out, we'll have supper right here at home. Well, I thought it was to save me money, till I saw her pick up the phone. I got fooled, oh, I got fooled. Well, the grocer that she called must have got a thrill. The order took an hour, I can hear her still. Then she said, if you go get it, he'll give you the bill. Oh, I got fooled. Well, the next time my friend told me about a gal that I ought to meet, I said, thank you, boy, but I'll find my own. And I made a fast retreat. I could see myself paying grocery bills, buying up expensive wine. On top of that, she was probably fat and a sister to Frankenstein. I got fooled, oh, I got fooled. Well, she looked like a doll with golden hair. She had more money than a millionaire. And her and my friend made a handsome pair. Oh, I got food.
I'm sending you a big bouquet of roses, one for every time you broke my heart. And as the door of love between us closes, tears will fall like petals when we part. I begged you to be different, but you'll always be untrue. I'm tired of forgiving, now there's nothing left to do. So I'm sending you a big bouquet of roses, one for every time you broke my heart. Say goodbye. You're leaving me to face each new tomorrow. With a broken heart, you talk to cry. I know that I should hate you after all you've put me through. But how can I be bitter when I'm still in love with you? So I'm sending you a big bouquet of roses, one for every time you broke my heart.
That That's some nice sounds there, Jeff. Why don't you tell us what we've been listening to here on Route 78 West?
All right, you know I love it when
that's dramatic background music too.
Yeah, we were talking with Danny earlier. He does that Skip Hop Scratch show on the Sunday mornings with
right
Kathy
here on Radio 1190, of all places.
He's told me there's a brand new Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, like 3-hour version where they restored a bunch of lost footage and you know the standard thing that director's cuts do. And I think.
Sounds yummy.
Sergio Leone used to make these movies incomprehensible, so by restoring all the lost parts, I'm sure it's going to make a lot of sense.
And yeah, it's the Old West filtered through an Italian hyperreal director's just sort of viewed, skewed vantage point.
You know, so I'm kind of thinking sometimes I wish I could restore the lost footage of my life and try to get it to make more sense. And that's it. We had a couple things there. One of them, I Got Fooled. That's Neil Peart. He's actually Neil Merritt. That's coming off of a Sarge Records box set lent to me by the good doctor.
Boy, that's good stuff.
Yeah. And Eddie Arnold was there after that with a bouquet of roses, which is kind of one of those things, probably Mother's Day.
Yeah,
kind of
happy
stuff.
Mother's Day, Mom.
Yeah, all you moms out there.
That's right. All the moms listening, we love and support you. Motherhood and apple pie and all those other great things. But let's go ahead and change gears for a minute.
Well, first I got to tell you about that first song, too.
Oh, tell us about that one. That's right.
Uncle Tupelo there. That's a nice, they did do a single B-side version of that Robin Hitchcock song, I Want to Destroy You. But I was thinking about that. I don't know. I think that's what my boss has been thinking about me, and I tend to think that about him, and I hate thinking about impure thoughts like that. But
just let it go. Just take a deep breath and exhale and let it all go, Jeff.
I want to destroy it.
Hey, Jeff, you brought a stranger into the studio. What's the story here?
Well, I got my pal Mike here. I've been working with Mike and known him for years. We do canoe trips, that kind of stuff. Mike's got the old-timey style banjo down pretty good, but he just brought some records in. We were kind of having a rolling party. The barbecue rolls into the studio and it just keeps going on. So
okay. Well, say howdy. Let us know you're in the studio.
Hi, I'm Mike. I'm here.
Good to see you, Mike. So you brought in some records for us today.
I brought in some old Doc Boggs. Doc Boggs was one of these old minstrel tradition of musicians in West Virginia, Kentucky, Western Virginia, North Carolina back in the 20s, and traveled around from town to town basically playing music for whiskey and beer and
that's good payment.
Little bit of money here and there, and got some stuff. He played old open back banjo in the clawhammer style.
Okay.
And got some stuff here of his. It was recorded way back in the late 20s and 30s on 78s, and then re-recorded onto DAT. So got a song here called Pretty Polly, which I think a lot of people are familiar with, and it's there's that bluegrass tradition of the guy takes his girl down by the river and kills her for some unknown reason.
Why do they do that? It seems to be a lot of those songs.
I don't know. I mean, one time I heard somebody describe the difference between bluegrass and country was in country the girl leaves and the guy
takes to drinking,
and in bluegrass, the guy takes his girl down by the river and kills her for some reason.
Then takes to drinking.
Yeah.
That must be why we play more country than bluegrass on this station. But let's go ahead and play a little of this. Yeah. Would this be considered old-time or more bluegrass?
This is old. This definitely is definitely old-time banjo.
We're going to stick in this vein, too. Mike's got some other things up his sleeve. We'll tell you about the tracks to play after when we come back here. You're listening to Route 78 West, Radio 1190.
Yeah, KVCU Boulder.
Old country truckers songs, surf songs, western songs, and old time
music. Today's old time. Give it a listen, folks.
I used to be a rambler. I stayed around in town. I used to be a rambler. I stayed around in town. I courted Pretty Polly, and the beauty's never been found. Pretty Polly, oh, yonder she stands. Oh, where is Pretty Polly, oh, yonder she stands. With rings on her fingers, a lily white hand. Pretty Polly, come take a walk with me. Pretty Polly, come take a walk with me. When we get married, some pleasure to see. Over hills and valleys
deep. He led her over hills and valleys so deep. At this pretty Polly, she began to weep. Oh, Willie, oh, Willie, I'm afraid of your way. Willie, oh, Willie, I'm afraid of your way. Oh, mind it to ramble and lead me astray. Pretty Polly, you guessing about right. Pretty Polly, pretty Polly, you guessing about right. I dug on your grave 2/3 of last night. They went up his father, and what did they spy? Went up his father, and what did they spy? And you dug grave and a feline by. For to weep. She threw her arms around him and began for to weep. At length, pretty Polly, she fell asleep. He threw the dirt over and turned away to go. Threw the dirt over her and turned away to go. Down to the river where the deep water flows.
Old recordings. That one must have been recorded, what, 1922 or something there?
Oh, let's see. What, was it 2000 and 2002, 2001, Jeff?
Get out of town. Who is that?
That's Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys. That was recorded down in the town of Westcliff, Colorado, and the Jones Theater, which seats 182 people.
Oh, and yeah. Mike and I saw this. We went down there, stayed down there. He's got a place down there. We actually were looking forward to the show, figuring we'd get there and get a chance to see it. And it's fun seeing something in an old movie theater in an old little Western town. And I guess Ralph Stanley was just there coming through. He's got some friends, and they put two shows together. Well, we saw the matinee.
That's actually a really cool thing to do, especially at the movie theater, just because I think that in part we can thank the film Oh Brother Where Art Thou for a lot of renewed interest with some of the younger folks these days in this particular type of music.
Yeah, I just been looking at the website for the Custer County newspaper, and I saw this on there, and this was January, a Wednesday in January for this show, and I thought, you know, I will never forgive myself if I don't get tickets to see Ralph Stanley. So I bought some tickets, and you know, we went down the day before and stayed at my place, and saw this show in this little bitty theater. Ralph Stanley comes in, he's coming from Virginia and on his way to somewhere in New Mexico, I think, on a tour. And, yeah, he had some friends down there and put on his concert.
I'm jealous as all hell.
Well, you know, we can't play that song without playing this song, but this isn't going to be the version you guys all know. So we're going to play this track here, A Conversation with Death, which is pretty close to being Oh Death. And it's Lloyd Chandler coming from North Carolina, from Sodom, North Carolina. I don't know about that place. But
now, again, this would be considered old-time as opposed to bluegrass.
Yeah, my boss might live there. This is old-time, way old-time. And
now, is this like that first old-time song we played about the guy who kills his girl? I think there's a moral in that, and that's ladies run from guys with banjos.
Especially if you're missing your teeth. And I know from there I want to do something. We'll set this one up now. I got something interesting one of my buddies slipped me. It's Bill Monroe, and it's an old tape, reel-to-reel tape from 1954. And this one's about me today. It's about the last couple months, actually, but it's I Ain't Broke, I'm Just Badly Bent.
There you go. All right,
anyway, Jeff. First, Oh Death, that seems related.
All right, folks, enjoy. You're listening to Route 78 West on Radio 1190, and I'll bet you're glad you are.
Oh, what is this I cannot see? Where the dusty hands gets a hold on me. Oh, I am death, none can excel. I open the doors of heaven and hell. Oh, death, how can it be that I must come and go with thee? Oh, death, how can it be I'm unprepared for eternity? Yes, I have come for to get your soul, to leave your body and leave it cold, to drop the flesh from off your frame. The earth and worm both have their claim. Oh, death, if this be true, please give me time to reason with you. From time to time you've heard and saw, I'll close your eyes, I'll lock your jaw. I'll lock your jaw so you can't talk. I'll fix your feet so you can walk. I'll close your eyes so you can see this very hour come and go with me. Oh, death, consider my age and do not take me at this stage. My wealth is all at your command. If you will move your rusty hand, the old, the young, the rich, the poor, alike with me will have to go. No age, no wealth, no silver or gold Nothing satisfies me but your poor soul. Oh, death, please let me see if Christ has turned his back on me. When you were called and asked to bow, you wouldn't take heed, and it's too late now. Oh, death, please give me time to fix my heart and change my mind. Your heart is fixed, your mind is bound. I have the shackles to drag you down. Too late, to all farewell. Your soul is damned, you're summoned to hell. As long as God in heaven shall dwell, your soul shall scream in hell. How sad, how sad.
I'm going back to the country. I can't pay the rent. Now I'm completely broke, but brother, I'm badly bent. I can't understand where my money went. I ain't broke, but I'm badly bent. Country, I'll be living in a tent. My aunt will let you be mad for all the money I spent. I can't understand just where it went. I ain't broke, but I'm madly bent.
Well, this next tune is a little waltz. It's on our new record.
And start
Some nice stuff. I hate to break the magic, but it sounds like the CD is skipping. You know, we deal with a lot of scratchy records on this program, but you'd think they could get this new technology to work right, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's actually frustrating to me. That's probably one of the most beautiful things I've heard in a while, and all of a sudden, glitch, 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 glitch. I haven't even had a chance to study this in all its royal glory, but this is Gillian Welch and Dave Rawlings from 819-01. That's the Folk Fest in Lyons, and definitely worth seeing anytime. She's got a new record coming out, and I'm trying to get my little grubby hands on it.
Oh, we're very excited to give that a listen.
But anyway, so we're trying to play the old-timey stuff, and we're kind of in that vein where we're doing that. So
I want to ask about old-time, because, you know, I've mentioned this before on the program. I can't stand bluegrass. I just really don't like bluegrass at all, but I really like old-time. Now, we can get the calls. You know, they'll come in. I'm sure I'm going to get spanked for that one. But, you know, the truth is I think that, you know, I listen to this old-time music and they do the same songs the bluegrass guys do. But when it's old-time, it's got soul and presence and feeling. And bluegrass to me just feels so square. It's kind of like bluegrass is to old-time as Lawrence Welk is to jazz, in my opinion. I don't know if that's just me speaking from ignorance, but perhaps we could have our expert guest here clarify that distinction for us.
Well, I'm hardly an expert, but I think you're a little hard on bluegrass there. The style, I mean, the banjo style, of course, bluegrass is a flashier. I mean, it's a commercial. Bluegrass was developed as a commercial music form.
Okay.
And the old style is, you know, people sitting on their front porch, you know, playing in a, you know, a Grange Hall or, you know, in the church basement, that kind of thing. And just from the banjo style itself, I mean, an old style banjo is an open back. It doesn't have the resonator on it that a bluegrass banjo does. So partly from that, you get you don't get the real bright tones that you get with the bluegrass banjo.
It's kind of a dirtier sound.
Dirtier, yeah, funkier. You also don't play with finger picks and a thumb pick, so you don't get the two metal, you know, the metal finger picks. It's, you know, it's metal on metal there, so that makes the sound very bright and high, whereas with old-time banjo you're playing, it's called claw hammer or frailing style, which is basically with the meaty part of your thumb and the back of the nail of your index or middle finger. And usually you're playing a little higher up the neck, so you don't get the high tones so much as the low tones. It's just a warmer sound. And a lot of times, like what I do is I stuff a sock in the back of my banjo, and it really, gives you a funky old sound.
Put a sock in it, yeah.
It's funky, smelly old sound there.
Yeah, see, I must just like the dirtier stuff. I really appreciate, you know, elucidating that distinction for me, because that kind of makes a lot of sense and why I would like the old time sound a little more. Now, you're a performer yourself. What do you play? More old time or bluegrass?
I prefer old time. Uh-huh. I mean, I prefer that style. I just like it more. I mean, I play bluegrass banjo, but I'm happier playing an old time banjo.
Now, do you have a performing name that you write and release under, or?
I am known to my friends when I perform. I'm actually more of a performing poet,
uh-huh.
And I'm known as Crazy Cloud.
Crazy Cloud.
Yes, which is actually the nom de plume of a 13th century Japanese poet named Ikkyu.
Ah, well, I would love very much. I hear you do a banjo poem with about Bill Monroe, and you play the banjo and do your poem. So I'd love to have you come in and do that sometime on our program. You think you'd do that for us sometime?
I'll do that sometime, yeah. So
that's great.
You know, let you know so people can tune out if they want to.
I think people will enjoy it. Okay, great.
I got an idea.
Thank you.
Mike, this is definitely fun doing this. I have an idea about playing some more of this old-timey stuff, and I thought we'd illustrate this one. That's going to take your Mr. DJ's hand to play track one coming up. This is the Lubin Brothers, who are actually a close harmony Appalachia-style brother band that sort of went from the 37-38 period into a little bit of electrified stuff, and they're actually one of the first bands to use drums on the Grand Ole Opry stage. But a track I wanted to play, just because it is Sunday and just because I'm thinking about work again, is Satan Is Real. All right, sit back and enjoy.
You must love your job, brother. I'll tell you, Uncle Jeff. Okay, here we go. A little something from the Lehman
Brothers. I repent.
Satan is real, working in spirit. You can see him and hear him in this world every day. Satan is real, working with power. He can tempt you and lead you astray.
I attended service at a little church in the country not long ago. A prayer was led by an old country preacher who then raised his hands as everyone stood and sang, "My God is real." A warm breeze through the open windows brought in the smell of new-mown hay in a nearby field, and the singing of birds could be heard in the moment of silence as the preacher opened his Bible to read. And then a little old man stood up, bent with age, his hair thin and white, and said, "Preacher, tell them that Satan is real too. You can hear him in songs that give praise to idols and sinful things of this world. You can see him in the destruction of homes torn apart. I know that Satan is real, for once I had a happy home. I was loved and respected by my family. I was looked upon as a leader in my community. And then Satan came into my life. I grew selfish and unneighborly. My friends turned against me, and finally my home was broken apart. My children took their paths into a world of sin. Yes, preacher, it's sweet to know that God is real, and to know that in him all things are possible. And we know that heaven is a real place where joys shall never end. But sinner friend, if you're here today, Satan is real too. And hell is a real place, a place of everlasting punishment.
Satan is real, working in spirit. You can see him and hear him in this world.
Oh, why do you leave me, honey, babe? Oh, why do you leave me when you know it's gonna grieve me? Oh, why do you leave me, honey, babe? Oh, it's raining on the mountain now, my love. It's raining on the mountain now, my love. It's raining on the mountain and there's sunshine in the valley, but I'm living on the mountain now, my love. I worry and I cannot sleep at night. I worry and I cannot sleep at night. I cannot sleep at night cause the future don't look bright. And I worry and I cannot sleep at night. Oh, it's raining on the mountain now, my love. It's raining on the mountain now, my love. It's raining on the mountain and there's sunshine in the valley. But I'm living on the mountain now, my love. When you sow, you got to reap some lonely days, according to the Bible, so they say. When you sow, you got to reap. When you reap, you're gonna weep. When the judgment you will meet, honey, babe. Oh, it's raining on the mountain now, my love. It's raining on the mountain now, my love.
It's raining on the mountain and there's sunshine in the valley, but I'm living on the mountain now, my love.
Let's move away, boy.
I'm leaving in the morning for my home, cause my honey is always gone, always leaving me alone, and I'm leaving in the morning for my home. Oh, it's raining on the mountain now, my love. It's raining on the mountain now, my love. It's raining on the mountain and there's sunshine in the valley, but I'm living on the mountain now, my love.
Well, whoa, that's a fun sound I just made there. Let's bring up some of this Ennio Morricone music in the background. You know, Jeff, Mike, I got to tell you, I just got a phone call during that last break, and it was the good doctor, Doc Martin from KGNU, who does their honky tonk show, and he said, "You know what, Loki? I hate bluegrass too." So I felt vindicated.
Hey, no, he's in trouble for that.
You know, actually, folks can call up and chew us out both next week, because I understand, Uncle Jeff, you're going down to Southern Utah for a little Red Rock sort of R&R. Is that the idea?
That is correct.
Very cool. Well, we're going to miss you, but I hope you have a nice time. And Dr. Martin will be in, so we'll probably do a little more slam into bluegrass and play some of that jug music that he and I seem to both dig.
That's right. That sounds like that'll be a fun show. You better make sure I can hear that out there by broadcasting it really loud.
Okay, yeah, we'll just turn it up for you.
All right. Hey, we were hearing some nice old-timey stuff. I got my friend Mike in the studio here, and we've been talking about some of this. And yeah, it's kind of like the first love for me on some of the music that I started exploring on the backwards style. And this is coming, the last track we just played was Raining on the Mountain. And, you know, that was what it started to do last Friday night, and then it turned into snow. But Delmore Brothers, very clever. Delmore Brothers coming from 1940. That's way back in the dawn of time. And these guys were another one of these singing harmony sets of brothers that played in close harmony like that, thirds, fifths, and sevenths. They were kind of hard to figure out. Like if you try singing along, you go, wait a minute, that's not like Crosby, Stills, and Nash kind of harmony.
It's a whole other world.
And I always liked that a lot. And it takes a certain kind of voices to make that fit. And that was kind of related to the other one that we heard there, the Leuven Brothers doing Satan Is Real, another brother band.
And it's so true.
And I like to think there isn't anything at all, but lately I've been having my doubts. I don't know. We were talking about something here, playing old-timey
Jeff
music.
Knows Satan personally.
They're good pals, huh?
And he's 6'4". Anyway, and has a little boyish cut haircut that's really doofy looking. I hope this isn't going out over the air. Oh, oops. All right, we're going to play you some old-school kind of country here.
This is a classic, really. A country classic. It's not really a country classic at all. You want to set this one up, Mike?
Well, I don't know. Really, Jeff, I mean, this is a honky-tonk, sort of the country honky-tonk version of, the Pink Floyd's The Wall. it's great. I mean, Jeff burned this for me a while ago, and I thought it was going to be just weird, but it's really, really great.
It actually works.
It
I'm
actually
really
works.
Surprised.
Yeah, it's amazing. And just as an aside, I think this month or maybe last month was the 30th anniversary of the release of The Dark Side of the Moon.
Okay.
Which I believe was the longest running LP on the charts. I think it was 700 some weeks continuously.
Well, this is an Americana honky-tonk show, but it's important to get the Pink Floyd trivia in there as well, especially when we can tie it to this great disc by Luther Wright and the Wrong. So let's go ahead and hear one of these from their version of The Wall. And instead of bricks, their wall is made out of hay bales. Which
All
one
right.
are we playing, Jeff?
Goodbye, Blue Sky.
Did you see the frightened moth? Did you hear the falling moth? Did you ever wonder why we had to run for shelter when the promise of a brave new world uncurled beneath the clear blue sky? Did you see the frightened moth? Did you hear the falling moth? Thank you.
goodbye. Blue sky, goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye, blue sky. Goodbye, blue sky.
KVCU, Boulder. Bart's CD Cellar and Record Shop supports Radio 1190 and the music you love. Located at 1015 Pearl Street at the west end of the Pearl Street Mall, Bart's is open 7 days a week. Bart's carries over 85,000 titles that travel well beyond the clutter of commercial radio. In addition to its upstairs vinyl attic, Bart's buys, sells, and trades music. Bart's carries jazz, funk, hip-hop, rock, folk, and many others. You can call Bart's for more information at 303-447-8150.
Gracias.
you know, sometimes here on Route 78 West, we've been known to play records from, the early days of recorded music that don't sound so hot because of the technological restrictions of the time. That's something they're coming from the late 60s, and I guess there's some technological restrictions on that one. Jeff, why don't you explain what we just listened to?
Oh, actually, I thought it was worth playing. You know, we play some scratchy records here sometimes, some stuff that's of marginal sound quality, and this one definitely fits the bill, but it's the only recorded live performance of Gram Parsons with the Byrds, and it's coming from 5/2/1968, live in Rome, no less. And some Italian guy at that point in time remembered to take his little cassette player. I didn't even have him in 1968. He took his little probably reel-to-reel and did that.
Isn't that what you were doing back in the day, too?
Yeah, you know, back in the time when you had to take a needle and a piece of wax and like record it on a toilet paper roll.
You're just in there etching it and carving it out of the marble granite right there in Rome, just like Michelangelo making records.
And I really like that track, actually. It's from Sweetheart of the Rodeo, Gram Parsons, of course. And they recently reissued that a couple years back, and Gram Parsons indeed did the lead vocals. So hearing this live like that was kind of a revelation for us little historians out there. And there's some of us that know what that is.
And speaking of stuff coming from Italy, we've got some Ennio Morricone in the background here. We got about 10 minutes till the midpoint of the show. Are we going to do some Ennio Morricone this week?
You know, at that mid-time hour here, we'll do a spaghetti western pick or two. And
look forward to.
I think I want to play you the alternate version of Good, Bad, and the Ugly, since we were talking about that. And this is this vinyl that's playing in the background. It has a really interesting, slow, kind of a theme piece version, which...
It's epic.
And in honor of the idea that the movie has been expanded to 3 hours.
Can't wait. When's that going to be showing?
I don't know. Danny was the one telling us. You can ask him next
week.
We'll
dig that up. But where are we going to go next? We're going to do some local music for a moment, or you got some more of this kind of Louvin Brothers sounds? What do you want to do?
You know, I was thinking we were doing these Brothers records, and I'm digging in my little bag of records here, and lo and behold, I got some more Louvin Brothers. And wanted to play you something here just to show you in the classic period what they sound like. It's coming off an old Rounder release, and I'm going to do Kentucky here. And then we'll follow that with some Charlie Poole, 1927 old banjo player. Just give you an idea of the old-timey thing. I think we've done enough for today, and we'll start moving it into the more modern, into the 70s.
Oh, mercy. Well, let's do a little Louvin Brothers right now on Route 78 West.
All right.
Outside of heaven to me, Kentucky, you're our rose and your redwood tree. When I die, I want to rest upon your graceful mountain so high. Kentucky, that is where God will look for me. Singing in the silvery moonlight, Kentucky, I miss the hound dog chasing coon. I know that my mother, dad, and sweetheart all are waiting for me.
Folks, you are listening to Route 78 West, about 5:58 here on Radio 1190. This is Loki, of course, Uncle Jeff, and we've been joined by Mike, a very special guest in the studio who's got a bit of a love for the old-time sounds, and that's why we've been playing some of this old-time music. I've been enjoying this a lot, Mike.
Now, Mike, we were talking a little bit about this guy, Charlie Poole. Have you ever heard him before?
I never heard of him, so that was, that was a real treat.
It's kind of
find out about him.
Kind of interesting, you know, Clawhammer-style stuff a little bit. He was one of the first guys recorded. People going down south were looking for some interesting kind of ethnic music in 1927, and that's a "Can I Sleep in Your Barn?" And if I keep up that work stuff, that might be a question I will be asking.
You made a pact not to do that anymore.
I know. Well, it's the hour is almost up, so
see the straw gets all caught in your beard when you sleep in the barn, Jeff.
That's right. I don't know. People still sleep in barns. Give us a call if that's the case. I don't know. Boulder, you sleep outside in the park.
Excellent stuff. Well, Mike, I wanted to ask you, it's my job here on this radio program to always be sure to put folks on the spot, and I did ask you to come in sometime in a future week and play your banjo for us and maybe do one of your banjo poems, but you're also like that rare breed of, it's almost like a unicorn, you're an actually published poet as well as a bluegrass and old-time aficionado.
Yeah, and that and a $1.50 will get you a small latte at Starbucks. But I do that, and I consider myself a performance poet. I mean, I perform poetry a lot, and there are a number of there's underground groups of people all over the country. In Colorado, there are a number of performance poets and performance venues, and I'm involved in that. I mean, I have a sort of informal group of friends. We call ourselves the Ancient Order of the Fire Gigglers, and we do poetry and party and hang around campfires. And incidentally, we have a sign up near the Wyoming border by Virginia Dale on the highway that says this section of highway cleaned by the ancient order of the fire gigglers.
Well, I'm going to keep my eyes out for that next time I'm driving up through that part of the country. That's fantastic. And I like that you're preserving the oral tradition of poetry, because a lot of people think poetry is something dry that appears on the page, but it was originally an oral tradition. I'm glad you guys are preserving that.
Well, it was. I mean, before people wrote anything, they were, you know, poetry, music, they come from the same roots.
Excellent.
You know, it's kind of fun to me, Mike, that you make some signs of what you do in your real life, and it's kind of amazing to me that you can get the taxpayers to pay money to put up signs on the highway for picking up trash. I like that. I've seen that sign many times. Every time I do, I like
that
it.
That makes me giggle. Well, you know, I'm looking at the time here. It is officially 6 o'clock, which compels me to say to you folks that you are listening to KVCU Boulder, and it also reminds me that it is time, indeed, for this week's Ennio Morricone Spaghetti Western Pick. Jeff, you were sort of teasing us about this earlier. What do you got for us?
I got some on my sleeve that, and I really like this, too, is recently there's a label. You can find some of the stuff that we play on, a label called Dago Red, so don't call me, that's the name of the label. Dago Red is actually an Italian label that has been putting out and restoring a lot of the classic soundtracks from Ennio Morricone, and this movie in particular, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, is probably one of the most classic. It's where most people get hooked and they start kind of evolving and exploring some of the spaghetti westerns. Music is great on this, but lo and behold, when Dago Red put this record out, it became a double LP with about 10 unreleased tracks, and some of these were in the movie, but they were talking over all this stuff. So we're going to play an interesting alternate theme version of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. It's actually in Italian, Il Bruno, Il Brutto, Il Cattivo, that happens to be Clint Eastwood, Eli Wallach, and Lee Van Cleef, for you guys that don't know that out there.
And if you don't know that, for shame on you, get down to your locally owned independent video store and rent it right away.
Yeah, Mike, are you a fan of these spaghetti westerns? Or?
Oh, yeah, I love them. I mean, I was a fan of Clint Eastwood way back, and have continued to be, and I love those spaghetti westerns.
Yeah, I like the bullets. That's probably the...
But swing! Every one of them seems to ricochet, even if they hit you dead on. It's really
I always wanted, if I had another chance at life, I'd come back as a soundtrack guy working on those little sound effects.
Basically, or a gunslinger, Jeff.
Yeah. Well, anyway, here's an inseguimento, which is actually The Good, the Bad, the Ugly.
I'm so excited.
Thank you.